This is URN.
The Drama Show Breakdown.
I'm now joined in the studio with Gus, the director, Matt, the producer, and lead actor Harry of A View from the Bridge, which is the new play coming on in the new theatre from the 11th of November to the 14th of November. Now, Gus, I'll go to you first of all. Can you tell us a bit about the play?
Absolutely. It's an American classic. It's by Arthur Miller, and it follows Eddie, who Harry plays. He's a longshoreman who works on the docks in Brooklyn, and he has a very tight-knit family, his wife Beatrice and his niece Catherine, who he unfortunately harbours these unnatural feelings towards. And it all kind of comes to a head when two of Beatrice's cousins come over from Sicily, and Eddie's niece falls in love with one of them, and he sets out to do everything he can to break the relationship up.
And obviously, when I first saw you all those weeks ago at the AGM, I asked you the challenges you'd face. Now, you can't remember them, can you?
I can't.
And of course, unfortunately for you, and for the amusement of the rest of the people in the studio, I have the challenges that you thought you'd face, and let's see if you were right.
And any challenges you feel you're going to face from the word go?
We haven't got a lot of time. It's a reasonably long show for the amount of time we've got. It's about 2.5 hours.
That is
And obviously we've got the Italian-American accents, the kind of New York accents, which could be a bit of an issue. But we've got a really, really exciting set and lighting design. So it's really interesting to see how the actors kind of cope with that. We've got a raised platform to signify the house. So how the actors deal with kind of a different set they've probably experienced it before. That'll be interesting to see.
So, can you remember them now?
Yeah.
Okay.
anything you want to add from that? So, for example, you said the Italian accents were an issue. Were they a big issue?
At times, I'd say. I think the cast we've got were fantastic, and some of them, you know, came into the process already having the accent nailed down straight away, and some of them needed a bit more coaching. But to get where we are now, I'm extremely pleased. The accents are very solid, and that can be a bit of a danger with student theatre. If an accent slips, it can be quite jarring, but I think overall the accents are very, very good. So,
yeah, and Harry, actually, obviously you are the lead actor. Have you had to put on an accent at all, or did you come ready-made?
No, I'm from Brooklyn myself. No, I'm joking. it's been okay. I mean, obviously that pre-recording was before Gus cast me, so I'm glad I haven't become a challenge. I've become a solution, I hope. The accent's been fine. I actually spent a year abroad last year in New York, and I've got quite a few friends from Brooklyn, and I've sent them a few sound clips, and they seem to be quite impressed. I mean, I hope it's okay. It's not been too much of a challenge because I did a play in America where I had to do an American accent, so it's been fun. I mean, sometimes the accent veers into all sorts of different things. I think I was Scottish for about 20 minutes the other day, but it was it's a good laugh. So,
And Matt, obviously you weren't there, so you couldn't curb Gus's ideas on what he thought the challenges would be. Do you agree?
I think
has he missed anything out?
I don't think so. I think the staging, yeah, it is exciting, and the lighting as well, and it has been a challenge. It's still sort of in production, but it's going to be a real spectacle and something to look forward to.
Yeah, and let's talk about the set, because obviously I went to see the set just now, and lots of wood at the moment. But it looks, I mean, I'll try and describe it to the audience. I probably won't do a very good job. So to the right-hand side of the stage, you've got a wooden platform where you're going to have a house, which is primarily painted white. And it is quite raised. It's a good sort of 30, 40 centimetres off the ground. And you're going to have LED lighting underneath to give it sort of the ethereal glow. And then a street light going down the side to give a sort of safe space, as I think you mentioned earlier. I'll go to Harry. How difficult do you think it will be to move from rehearsing to then to go acting in this space? Is it going to be more or less difficult?
I think it's fairly straightforward in the sense that we've got a fairly minimalist set in that you're not suddenly in a completely different space. We've been in the rehearsal room, and we've had our block marked out where the house would be, where the street will be. Obviously it changes slightly, but I think the sense that it's fairly simple is quite a nice trait, because this play is sort of like one of the pinnacles of social realism, and to have a minimalist set is something that's very different to the approach. So in terms of being an actor for that, it's nice. It's sort of a freedom because there's more movement. You can I mean, you haven't got props to sort of engage with, but I think that opens up you focus more on your performance than worrying about, I've got to go and pick up this plate here, or, you know, drink this cup of coffee over here. I think it just opens it up, a lot more freedom to move about and interpret it in a different way.
And Gus, from a director's point of view, obviously they've been rehearsing. They won't rehearse on the set until it's up and finished. Do you feel the way you've directed them will change when you get them on? Anything that you've asked them to do will change when you get them on set?
Possibly. I mean, it depends. Obviously, it will be a fresh look at it once it's they're performing on the platform itself. As Harry said, we did tape out the space, so they knew exactly how much space they would have to move around. That was kind of a necessity, really, during the rehearsal. But I think it'd be more just kind of moving things into certain places so that, you know, just working on distance and stuff like that. I think that's the only thing that will maybe change. There won't be anything too radical.
Moving on from the set, a view from the bridge, obviously, with the play being done by Arthur Miller, has been done quite a lot recently. Can you explain why?
Arthur Miller, you know, his work is incredible. He's one of, you know, the most foremost American playwrights of the 20th century. And A View from the Bridge is, it's a very grounded play. It's a very human play. It was written after he heard a certain story about a similar kind of series of events. He heard this in a pub or a bar, and he thought it was a fantastic story and decided to make it into A View from the Bridge. And what we're trying to do is kind of bring out the most basic human urges within the characters. So this idea of lust and honour and kind of sexuality, that's the things we've really tried to focus on. And that's kind of working out how all those drive the characters as they go along. It's such an exciting play that it's hard to say whether we've done anything new with it, because it's, as you say, it's been done so much. But you know, we've looked at the canon and previous productions, and it's, I mean, we discussed the other day, me and Harry, that we think ours is actually very, very different in the way it's been performed, especially the characterisation, at least.
And obviously, going on to the characterisation, Harry, so I saw you rehearsed a short while ago in the foyer of the theatre. It was very good.
Thank you very much.
And I feel privileged that if I don't get to go and see it, I've seen a snippet.
There you go.
But was it difficult to get into the role of Eddie that you're playing?
I mean, Eddie Carbone is probably one of the best leading male parts of the last sort of century. It's an amazing part, and so it was quite daunting going into it. I mean, I'm not a 55-year-old longshoreman straight off the bat, so that's always challenging, but it's been an amazing experience. I mean, I didn't know much about the play before I started it, and it's just been wonderful to explore the character and sort of the context around the character as well, and what Miller was up to while he was writing it, what was going on with him and Hollywood blacklisting, his relationship with Marilyn Monroe, etc. So there's a lot of him in that, and that's always fascinating to be playing a character in which so much of the writer has gone into it. So yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's always nervy when you go up in such a big play and, you know, you're the lead part, but should be all right. I mean, you seem to like the
rehearsal. Yeah, I did. Yeah,
so,
no, it was good. Yeah,
yeah, no, I mean, we'll put that on the review, hopefully.
So obviously it is such a big play, as you say. Do you think the students will understand the message you're trying to get across with it?
I'd say so. Yeah, I think, as we mentioned before, the idea of sexuality is something we try to focus on. This idea of the clash between masculinity and femininity and what that means for different people. So something we've tried to focus on is what Eddie, as a longshoreman who works in the docks in Brooklyn, views masculinity to be, and how that clashes with what another character who he doesn't like and claims is effeminate. You know, he's not effeminate, but that's just the difference in the type of masculinity. And so that idea, and as well the kind of, you know, the patriarchy within the play and the way women are treated, and it's something that is always going to be relevant, and especially to students. It's something that students you know, fight hard to be a voice for all these kind of issues, and I think it's something that we definitely bring out.
You've mentioned quite a lot now about the sexuality issue. The seating is very, very intimate. You've got both sides, and you're only seating about 60, I believe.
So the idea, by stripping it back and really focusing on those human aspects, increasing the intimacy with the audience as well, really brings them into the action, and sort of they, along with the sort of narrator character Alfieri, are onlookers onto Eddie's world and sort of see it unravel as time goes by.
Right. Well, thank you ever so much, gentlemen. I wish you all the best in the world. For those of you that want to go and watch the play, and I do recommend it from the snippet that I've already seen, it is obviously open at 7:30 on the 11th of November. You can get the ticket by typing in www.newtheatre.org.uk, but that's obviously only to reserve your tickets. You can obviously buy on the door, but let's hope you won't need to because it'll be sold out.
This is URN.
The Drama Show Breakdown.